Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. My name is Nicole Tomasini. I am a spirit therapist, and today's topic is about releasing old pasts, hurts, old pasts, which can hurt sometimes, and can bog us down. Read the song I'm going to play at our 15-minute break. It's called Heavy in Your Arms. It can feel heavy. You might not even know that some of these past hurts are there. And that's why, hence the topic, because right now, myself and others included, are cleansing out old things under our bed, in our closet, physically, old energies that have been in there somewhere, just playing away, a little infinite tape recorder in that closet up in the attic. Nobody really noticed. And right now, it's easier than ever to clear this stuff and to really reach another level of being clear with ourselves. I don't think the cleansing ever stops. I don't think sound is scratchy and wobbly. It may be my thing. This is one thing that's been happening. I hate when that happens. All right, maybe that's good. I feel like that's good. All right, so being able to, let me know if it's better out there, guys, in the chat room. Thanks, everybody, for listening. But right now, we can really reach a new level of clean and working with ourselves. You know, it's never really clean, we're never really done, or in one sense, we're always clean, and there is no such thing as dirty. It's all the process, and it's all going through our journey and our experiences, no matter how dirty you might get. It's all oneness, it's all love. But right now, we can go, everything going all right out there? Repeating. Maybe I should refresh real quick. Hang on, everybody. One second. Okay. My show last week, because every 2 minutes there was like this logga, 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 and it was so annoying. So I really hope that that is good. It might be a cord thing. All right. Well, anyway, here we go with cleaning up the old. This is kind of part of it. I mean, there's these little things that have been on the list for a while, and now it's time to really work out the kinks and make sure you have some good audio, and that's also metaphysical. Good audio with yourself in your head. What's going on? Who's talking? And good audio in your head comes from your heart. What's going on in your heart is going to affect what's going on in your head. So that's the basic gist of what we're talking about here. Once again, let me know that it's going all right in the chat room, although there's little else I can do about it. Maybe we'll start there. It's not about cleansing out everything. It's just about when things come up. It's still on and off, huh? Let's see. Well, hold on. Let me do some things here. I hope that's all right. Calling to listen. Let me just open up the mic here and see what's going on, if it's doing better. Hi, Gia. I know that's you. How's it sounding over there?
My
doing fine? Okay. All right. I'll just leave you on the mute. Okay, good. What a start to the show. Stick with us because we are about to get to it once the technology works out. Can hear you fine on the phone. Better. She's got her browser open. All right. So, sometimes I think this is some sort of interference, you know, to just see if you're going to persevere, whether it's from outside forces or it's from inside yourself or it's just a life test. I mean, they say there are no tests, but I think there are tests. There are challenges on the hero's journey. So everything that comes in that's sort of a hiccup or a hurt or an owie, what we do with that information and how we continue forward is really what getting past the old hurts is all about. I was talking to a friend of mine today, and Albert Einstein came up, and he's one of my examples for just persevere and just do it, because his life, to me, in a nutshell, didn't speak until he was five, was getting kicked out of school and failing, and his father wanted him to be a doctor. He fainted in the operating room, couldn't stand the sight of blood. I mean, this guy sounds like he can't do anything right. And then his father's like, you know what, forget it. I don't know what to do about you. Go get a real job. So he goes and he gets a real job in a patent office. So basically Einstein is paper pushing. Menial, mindless work. And he's staring out the window, bored out of his mind. But no clear mind, because, you know, drone, la la la, kind of like the Zen garden can be, staring out the window, watching people run for the bus, catch the bus, don't make it to the bus. The bus is late, the bus is early, this person's late, early. How, why, if this person was a little faster and the bus was a little slower, they would have met up. Why is that? Scientific brain. And comes up with the theory of relativity. So if that's not a motivational story, then I don't know what is. And then continues to chase this theory to be able to prove it, chase a certain eclipse. That was the speed of light, actually. But whatever, he's got this theory. He's chasing an eclipse during World War II. I mean, Nazis are everywhere, and he's a Jew. But, I mean, anybody would have been like, all right, dude, you know, well, I was proving this theory, but, you know, it was World War II, and so I never really made it. And anyone would be like, wow, man, I hear you. That, you know, it kind of seems like a stopped door, impossible. But no, he did it anyway, having to travel around, get people to look for the eclipse and this and that, the data and the pictures back in the day with no technology. I mean, it sounds insane. But he's one of many stories where it's just about keeping on and keeping on. So, as a spirit therapist, I think the best way to keep on keeping on a regular basis, no matter what you're doing, is to clear out some of this old stuff. And it may be coming up in your face without you even, you know, thinking about it. It could just instantaneously come up. It could be a lot of things. It could be a whole genre that comes up. And so what do you do when these things are here? So that's what I want to talk about. A little how to, you know, easy breezy. It's basically this, in a nutshell. It comes up. Give it a second to allow what's going on, figure out what's going on, not rush in or away from anything. Just go, oh, okay, something seems to be, there are tears streaming down my face, or I'm hit with this memory, or I have this pit in my stomach. And take a second, figure out at least just the facts. What are the facts right now? Do a little Sherlock Holmes in your head. And then once you identify it, because it probably will, at least you'll know what it's associated with, something. I'm not talking about those random weird feelings. I'm talking about when your stuff comes up. And then let it come. This is where the courage comes in. This is where all of this cleansing and practicing we've been doing for a few years, maybe 30 years, you know, just this, how do I work it through? How do I work it through? And by now, put into practice that no fear, going into yourself and you're just going, lantern in hand, whatever comes is fine because I trust myself. And then let it come. But then eventually, or as soon as possible, without rushing it, get out, let it go. Once you understand the gist of it, it sort of comes to a high ebb, kind of like a wave, right? It comes and then it goes down into the crest. And you're like, okay, I know this. I could either sit in this and continue to feel this feeling. It's a choice. Sometimes you want to. Sometimes you want to feel a little more sorrow, a little more anger, a little more fear, whatever. Even though it's negative, quote unquote, you want to stay there. And then when you get to that crest, then you go, okay, so now we understand everything. So now let's work on releasing what needs to happen here. And a good thing is finding the forgiveness, however that goes. Sometimes it's just the words at first. Sometimes you can forgive yourself, but not the other. Sometimes you can forgive the other, not yourself. Whatever. Who cares? Nobody's counting. Just whatever you can throw at it. Find the love. Find the light. Find the forgiveness. And then sometimes it's just a body breathe through. You go, okay, how about also working with your guides to breathe through? Because the body remembers stuff too. Breathe through. And release and release and release. And a lot of times you can get a lot done in half an hour, hour. Of course, you have some recovery time afterwards. And honestly, I'm not really sure if everybody works the way I do. I'm sure they don't. But I look for similar parallels where maybe it's a running theme. Everybody's got their own way of going in and going out. And they can all do it quickly to a certain extent. And I keep mentioning quickly because there's a lot coming. They keep saying it's coming, and I see it's here in my life and others. There's a lot of bubbles, a lot of pop, 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 things coming to fruition. So hence the topic, to prepare and continue to prepare. So I think that's my opening statement. And I'm going to play my song. The women singers, some of them are just really hitting on it. And, you know, I seem to be going to my go-tos. I have some go-to ladies for the music segment. And Florence and the Machine, she is a deep chick. So, 3 minutes, heavy in your arms. I think it sort of can represent the feeling that sometimes it feels real epic and it's okay. But we can go through it in 3 minutes in one song and come out the other end glorious and shining. All right, see you in three. Play.
I was a heavy heart to carry. My beloved was weighed down, my arms around her neck, my fingers laced a crown. I was a heavy heart to carry, my feet dragged across the ground, and he took me to the river where he slowly let me drown. My love has concrete feet, my love's an iron ball. I'm so heavy in your arms. I'm so heavy.
Sing it, Florence.
Sometimes it sounds like I'm so happy. I'm so happy in your arms, which, you know, if you want to do the turnaround pretty quick between going, oh, I'm so heavy in your arms, or I'm so happy in your arms, one or the other, but both with feeling. One more time with feeling. And her videos are just like a whole world that you can go into. And maybe that's my next point. Apparently it is. There's a whole world. There's numerous worlds in your head. And a lot of those worlds are your stories. And you're a totally different person than you were however many years ago in different periods of your life. You're literally a different person. All your cells have become new in 7 years, every 7 years. So to look into and delve into the stories of your past self, I think that's why they say that our Akashic records are coming around, because if you can access your own memories and see them like a library, and just like any good book, you feel along with the book. You go, oh, look at what she's doing, or look at how he's feeling, or so like that. And not only are you healing the past hurts and giving them a place, a seat at the dining table, but you're also getting to know yourself, which is where strength and power of self, power of being able to stay in the light and the love, you know, it can get twisted, of course, when you start throwing around the word power, but as an Aries, I feel it's important to not just throw it out with the bathwater, because power is very important. Personal power, power that you know you can get through anything, and power that you're not afraid of yourself, and power that you know what you're doing, even if you have no idea what you're doing, you know? So, which is also where courage and trust comes from, right? Courage and knowing. So that's the goal, and that's why I and clearly others continue to bring up things about cleansing and old hurts and cleansing and old hurts. I think there's always going to be new Akashic records, but the ones that come up now are the ones that need to come up now. They're associated with this time because they're are of this vibration. So that's why looking at what's coming up right now can be extremely helpful, because it's telling you something. It's telling you a vision from your own self without having to do psychedelic drugs. You know? So that makes it more fun. That makes it should be fun. You know, if you go into anything with fear and dread, probably, you know, chances are, it might not be fun. It just cracks me up when random songs come flying out of my head. It's almost like I have no control. Some little DJ pops up in there. So, my point is to not be afraid of your past or even some really painful places. And even if when you go in, it's painful, you know, who doesn't like a real tearjerker, knee-jerker, suspenseful kind of a movie? So, and then when you're living it, it's really that much more intense. And there's always a beautiful thing. You can ask for confirmation outside in the world for confirmation about what you have just learned or who you have just talked to. And I got the greatest confirmation I have to share. Last night, I just thought to get in the bath. I didn't have anything specific to do. I just thought, well, this will be kind of cool. Let's see what comes up, because I'm going in totally clear-minded. And it was super intense. I was like, whoa. All right, if we're doing it, then let's just do it. And it was this whole, like, this feeling of missing my father, who passed over about 5 years ago, and this whole, like, wanting to have a conversation and still hearing back and forth, because we do hear back and forth. But I think what I was asking in a very dramatic manner is, you know, I want to hear more, or I feel like you're right next to me, but I can't see you. So now there's this missing feeling. And the answer I got back was, well, the closer we get to Halloween, the closer, the thinner the veil is. So we're all right here. We're right here. And we will be only more. So, you know, and then we discuss the feeling of missing. Is it really necessary? He keeps assuring me that I shall be able to talk to him again face to face in some sort of manner. I don't know if it's a reincarnation or something, but whatever. That feeling makes me feel good, and it's such a strong, that's what he says. And so, but then sometimes, of course, maybe not of course, but I do have a doubting Thomas in my head. I go, well, okay, maybe I made this whole thing up. Doesn't really change the healing, because I appreciate the healing. But the next day, I'm talking to my good friend Diane, and she's taking a walk in the woods, and she sees a card stuck in a tree, like literally taped to a gigantic tree in the middle of the forest. I miss you, Dad card. And then on the floor right next to the tree was a piece of paper where a little girl or somebody wrote, I miss you, with two hearts, and it looked like a halo. I miss you, Dad. And it was all about how important you've been to me in my life. And if I've never told you, I want to tell you how much I love you. And I think that that's where the missing was coming from. And it's very much my dad's kind of way of doing things, of like, you ask for it, here you go. You ask for it, here you go. There's no bells and whistles, but it will be impressive. So she sent me a picture of it. Here's this, you know, this card to your dad, but I felt like it was from my dad. He's like, I heard this. Is this what you're saying? I mean, take it how you want, but amazing confirmation the next day. And it just filled me with joy. You know, maybe it was as soon as the next day that he was like, I can talk to you immediately. Just let your friend take a walk in the park. And notice, so I'll put two signs, and I'll tape it to a tree. There's no other card in the forest. So how about that? I mean, so there you go. And that's healing some past hurts with people. You know, if people have left physically, and you feel a missing or a sadness or anything like that, to remember that there's no death, and remember that you can tune in with them. And if you do miss them, maybe they miss you too, and they're trying to talk to you. So all you got to do is kind of open up a little bit. And again, any kind of opening up is tuning you even better to listening, and listening to the guidance, and listening to yourself, and listening to your higher self. So no matter what, it works. Like the past life regressions, right? Who knows if we're really going into past lives or not? I can't prove it at the moment. But if you have a chronic illness and you have a past life regression and it gets healed, does it matter? Something happened and you're happier. So that's the point. That is the point. All right, so in the last 5 minutes, Chakras important, or a nice tool to work with releasing the old hurts. Every chakra is associated with different things, such as the throat chakra can be about not being heard or not speaking your mind, not opening up to your communication or being able to communicate with others. So if you feel that way, you can tune into your heart, to your throat chakra, which is obviously located in your throat, and is a blue, pretty sure blue color. So you can either work with blue or another. And tune into that chakra and bring it up. Put the subject matter on the table and see what happens. Same thing with the root chakra or the base chakra. I hope that my movement hasn't mess with the sound. But the root chakra is about survival or sexuality or being safe, physically safe, cared for. So any of that, abuse, you can do tune in with the base chakra, which has a red color. Emotions around the solar plexus, stomach area, not being able to hear guides. You have the third eye or the crown. So working with chakras, if you want to have a place to start, it's a good place to heal some hurts. And the final thought they're saying is to do your best to release what anyone else thinks or says or opinions of others, including those other that you know are not divine voices in your head. If we can learn not to base how we feel or how we release things on how others think or feel about it, because that's a losing game, and focus more on ourselves and how we feel about it and what our opinion is, not the fear voice opinion or the slave driver or whoever, you know, their shenanigans, but the loving divine voice that's in all of us to listen. Listen to that one. And then boom, boom, shakalaka. So if you'd like to have a spirit therapy session with me, you can find me at spirittherapy.nyc. And we have also our psychic reader, Diane Mallett, there. And we have Zion, our portal drawler, over there. So check us out, daughtersofisis.com, sponsored by Awesome Oils. We're going to have our own line. Or you can give us a call at 646-919-0540. All right. So, enjoy your cleaning and working with yourself and your chakras and get wheels to turn and happiness and joy, people, because it's coming. Whatever you're focused on, it's coming. Yeah, and it's coming. So prepare yourself. All right, lots of love. In love and light, I bid you good night.